For people in Maluku, traveling, coming from different islands to another island is a core part of identity formation. My name is Wim Manhutu. I'm a historian and a curator. I am located in the Netherlands. My father hails from the Moluccas. My own family history also begins with one of our ancestors traveling from a rather nearby, larger island to the island where my family has lived for, well, at least 300, 400, perhaps even 500 years.
This carving is from the Tanimba Islands in the Moluccas, also known as Maluku. It would have been tied to the prow of a canoe. To navigate the seas between islands, even large canoes needed to be agile.
So if you look at the prows, the carving, it's beautifully done, but it doesn't have this massive appearance. The carving is open. It's an open structure, so it's actually very light.
Near the base of the carving, you'll notice a sea creature with fierce-looking fangs.
And there are stories about animals living in the waters that you needed to befriend, because these were the animals who could make or break you when you were traveling. And so the depiction of animals on the prow is, I think, a reflection of that notion that the sea is animated not only with fish, but it is also animated with ancestors, with spirits.
Portuguese and later Dutch merchants and missionaries began arriving on these islands as early as the 16th century.
So we see that a lot of our knowledge about Tanimbarese culture and also the first images of these wonderful boats come up in these books by missionaries. And so it always gives us, well, you know, this mixed feeling where you are to a certain extent grateful because otherwise those stories would perhaps vanish. But there's also always this feeling that, you know, these were the people who were actually responsible for destroying part of traditional culture.